Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that's a beautiful sound right there, man.
You ready, Hugh?
Are you ready? I'm ready.
We are ready. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. All right. We spent a lot of time this week talking about, you know, a lot of things that are the biggest topics of the game, right? Jalen Hurts and Saquon and Shanahan and Fangio and obviously Nick Sirianni, all those things that are going to really probably decide the football game, injuries, on Sunday. But once in a while, here there's some X factors that maybe we don't spend much time on, but they do make a big difference in the game. So let's go through a few here of things I don't think that a lot of time has been spent on, but could swing this football game on Sunday. Number one, you're going to like this one. I'm curious from your perspective. You've been on teams as they enter the playoffs. Probably each year has got its own different kind of feel to it, right, when you guys enter the playoffs. Same thing with this Eagles team.
Yeah.
Elliot put this out yesterday, and I'm curious what you think about this, Hugh. So this is from Elliot yesterday. It's an extremely loose and loud Eagles locker room. Players hanging out at each other's locker. One of the loudest locker rooms I ever have been in, just from players talking to each other. A.J. Brown is leading it. That certainly sounds like vibes up.
Yeah.
Hugh, what do you make of it?
I think it's a good thing, man. Okay. You know, everybody's getting ready for the playoffs. I know it can be taken one or two ways. You can take it like a little cocky or arrogant, but no, it's loose. You want to have your locker room loose. You don't want anybody worried about anything because – as big as this game is, you never want to go in there with bungholitis. And that's what it sounds like. Even though you got some guys, some key guys that are working their way back from injury, they're going to be out there. So I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, I mean, it's certainly better than the alternative, right? I mean, yeah. I don't know how much it's going to change Sunday either way, but it's good. I mean, they've had a weird year this year where it's felt like at times there was divide, right? There's all the AJ stuff.
It's funny how the playoffs have shifted everything. You know, over the last couple of weeks, I think that this adversity has helped draw this team closer together. You know, we saw a couple games ago where AJ and Jalen looked like they're back on good grace
and
good
graces.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm okay with that. Even if it's not real, if it's for the cameras or whatever. I mean, man,
fine.
I've never been the one to pretend to like somebody, and I don't think that any of those guys are doing that. So I think this is genuine.
Well, I have a question. Leading what? What's AJ leading?
You mean
the way Elliot said it, they're just hanging out and talking
well,
at the locker room.
Maybe it's like a town hall and he's...
what is he leading?
I don't know. Maybe he's just the loudest. I mean, inferring what Elliot means by his tweet, I don't know. Maybe he's just the loudest. He's leading it. He's leading all the talk and the camaraderie. I don't know. It's certainly better than the opposite, which was September and October when it's cryptic tweets and you know, what was the streamer's name?
Janky Rondo.
Janky Rondo. I mean, all that nonsense. We've come a long way. All right,
that's a low bar.
It is. At least we're clearing a low bar. All right, so vibes look like they're up on the upswing. That's X factor number one. X factor number two, one we definitely don't spend much time on, but it always affects these games, is the special teams. Now, heading into the game, Hugh, the better special teams this year statistically has been the Niners. They have been a better kicking team. They have been better at coverage. Their kicker, who is now Eddie Pinheiro, they switched kickers around week two or three. He's been very good. We know Jake Elliott hasn't. Now, here's the question. Which Jake shows up? Because
playoff Jake.
There's playoff Jake Elliott is a different animal than regular season Jake Elliott. I need playoff Jake to show up. One thing to throw into this conversation is the wind is supposed to pick up Sunday. By the time they kick this thing off, it's going to be pretty windy at Lincoln Financial Field. So I'm interested to see how both coaches handle it. You know, how Shanahan, I mean, he's more conservative than not. Right, he'll kick field goals, but we'll see how the wind is swirling on Sunday. And then I need Jake to make his field goals. And when I say that, I mean like reasonable ones. If they give him one 50 and in, I need it to go in. Like 50 plus, I know I'm dealing with a kicker that just doesn't hit those very often, but 50 and in, Jake's got to be good on those.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. You gotta swing that in your favor somehow. You have to figure out a way to play good on special teams and give your defense as much help as they possibly can. You possibly can give them. I think that's how this game is going to go. These are the type of games in these playoffs when you have teams that, like, it's strength on strength, and then you have weakness on weakness. It's those other intangibles in the game that help sway it one way or another. Now you look at it when you talk about special teams, you know, coverage is going to be big. You know, protecting the football is going to be big. Field position is going to be huge. And knowing when to take the points is going to be imperative. It's going to be paramount.
And getting the points, right? Yeah. So, like, Sirianni can make the right decision. Like, he can make the decision that we all agree with, take the points, like, yeah, whatever that is.
Take the points.
But Jake's got to make the kick. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what he chooses. All right, then there's one other matchup that I feel has gone under the radar this week. Donovan McNabb, actually, the other day said this is the matchup to watch. Because I can just tell you right now, heading into the game, like, when you turn your TV on, they're going to be talking about Fangio and Shanahan, right? Those are the two, like, all-time good at what they do, guys.
Yeah, good. You're good on good.
Good on good. But the other side is also interesting because each team, personnel-wise or production-wise, doesn't feel good about who they are. So how does that matchup go, right? Robert Saleh, Kevin Petullo, Donovan McNabb was talking about that the other day.
I would say Saleh and Petullo. I would say Kyle because Kyle's going to come up with creative opportunities for Brock to be successful. Yeah. And if Vic decides to play that zone defense, it works. It kind of almost works in that favor. I've been in that offense with Kyle's running, and if you're just gonna sit and play zone, he's just gonna dink and dunk you to death to be able to create over the top. It's more Robert Saleh versus Kevin Petullo, because we got to find ways to motion and shift to get guys in creative mismatches so that now we can attack them.
Kevin Petullo's crazy though. Petullo.
That's a lot of our callers say.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what's funny when you talk about Kyle Shanahan's defense? I mean offense. That's exactly what I recall about the offense. It's you take what the defense gives you. If they want to play to not get beat deep, then you take everything underneath.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't know how you're going to answer it. And I don't even know if it's enough sample to even make a conclusion from. Jalen Hurts has faced a Robert Saleh defense once. That was October of 2023. Oh, Eagles lost to the Jets.
I would tell you probably not. So, because not to cut you. I'm going to let you finish your point.
Doesn't matter. My question was, does it matter? Does that result matter?
No, because I think that when you face them, who's it was with the Jets?
That was the Jets.
And they had Quinny Williams. Yes. They had the linebacker. They had that Jets defense
Sauce
was pretty
Gardner.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
They had talent, yeah.
This team is a little banged up. They don't have the talent that Jets team had when they played Jalen. They don't have that. But he's going to try to implement some of that stuff that he did. Like, he's probably going to try to get Jalen to hold on to the ball. He's probably going to try to get Jalen confused a little bit. So that's where you kind of are concerned. How is he going to disguise certain things and get after the quarterback?
Jalen's 0-1 against Zach Wilson.
That was the quarterback on the other side that day.
Everybody's better than Zach Wilson until it's time to be better than Zach
Wilson.
Didn't
he also beat Mahomes or came close to beat? I think they like almost beat them that season.
It was a weird one.
Yeah, it was a weird year. It's a small sample. It's one game. I agree with you, Hugh. He had real players on that defense. He doesn't have many real players on this defense. I will be thinking about it when the game starts. Like, if it struggles, I'm like, maybe Saleh's got something. But I expect the Eagles to move the football.
Yeah, it's kind of like complete opposites because you have a proven good coordinator with a track record, but with terrible personnel versus kind of a chump with no track record.
Oh, poor Kev.
I mean, what we think is really good personnel.
Yeah, you're right. But if Fangio and Shanahan kind of cancel each other out, this is the matchup, right? This is the one that the Eagles should have an advantage. Their offense should move the football on this defense. I think Saleh's good, but they don't have personnel.
See, this is where, and I know you hate when I do that.
I do. I don't even know what you're going to say, but I hate it.
It's when coaching becomes paramount in the NFL. You know, when you talk about two teams that are strength on strength, and which what we're going to have this weekend against our defense and everything, you're going to have to be smart in some of the calls that you make and some of the moments that you're in this game. That has me a little concerned. But,
the Saleh thing?
Yeah, that has me a little concerned. But like I said, 21 points. We put 21 points on the board. We're gonna win that game, guaranteed. 21 points, that's all we need.
Is it a lot to ask of the Vic Fangio's defense against Shanahan to hold them to 20? Because that's what you're asking, right? Or is that fair?
I in my mind, I'm thinking 17. I'm thinking salty, first time out the gate, you've been rested, get after them. Get after them, 17 points.
At home, it's more than fair.
Yeah.
I think 20's fair. If the Eagles only score 18 points, they are cruising to get upset. I mean, guys, come on. 18?
21 points. Josh.
Well, 21 would win the game if the Eagles only allow 17. My point is, it's a lot to ask the defense to only allow 17 points.
We've been asking this defense to do a lot all season.
Yeah,
long.
And how many times against Shanahan? That's a lot.
But that's what this team is right now, Joe. We have been trying, and we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Hey, we're going to get it together next week. Well, the weeks are over. The season is gone. It's gone. This offense is what it is. 21 points, Joe. If you give me 21 points at any point in the game, we should win that game, in my opinion.
Yeah, they should.
If the defense is on top of their game.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. I'm 24, I feel good. 21, I'm...
21, we win.
I think it works.
24, you can go to the refrigerator and get you an adult beverage and relax a little bit.
17, what happens? What happens?
17, if 17, you better hope that defense... Or somebody, it all depends on what we get to 17.
17's getting hairy.
Yeah, I think we're asking for trouble if we only score 17 points. Come on, guys.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah, that's not enough points. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Eric in California. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. All right. I'm not just going to guarantee a game. I'm going to guarantee a goose egg, and I can prove it.
A shutout.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
How many points did the Niners put up against Seahawks?
What was that? They got kind of shut out in
three.
That one.
Three.
All right. And that was that with the Niners at home or on the road?
It was at home.
All right. And this week they're going to play a better defense, right?
Well,
some would argue that the Seattle Seahawks defense is pretty salty. Some would argue that the conference, the division that they played in was pretty good this year.
I think where it's interesting is that the Eagles haven't been the same defense all season.
They have been better since the bye.
Yeah, I think the version now might be the best.
Yeah, I mean, Eric, in terms of points per game allowed, Seattle was the best. They were number one in the NFL. Eagles were five. But I think they're pretty even, pretty close.
And the Niners are going to be on the road this week. So if they put up only three at home, I think comparable defense.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Shut them out on the road.
Well, I mean, I think that's awesome. But, like, do you think an offense led by Shanahan's going to get shut down that much twice in a row? That's hard to imagine.
I'm calling it right here.
I don't know if you heard him, Joe, but he guaranteed
it. You know what,
so.
Eric? It's my bad.
I don't think you know how this works.
I can't challenge guarantees. You're right. I'm wrong. Zero. I like it.
Can I ask Hall of Fame Hugh just a few quick questions about his coaching prospects?
Go ahead. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Hall of Fame Hugh.
Yes.
When you interview for that job, what is going to be your policy on maintaining rhythmic ball play for the Falcons?
Well, you know, I'm not going to really get into rhythmic ball play. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. My PR person, Rhea Hughes, is probably – I'm going to have her there assisting me in the meeting. No, they probably won't let me have her in the meeting. But I'm not going to get too much into my offensive philosophy at that point.
What is your offensive philosophy?
I'm going to probably focus on more so on the defensive side.
I've played with guys.
I'm going to play salty defense. If I get this job in Atlanta, I'm going to play salty defense.
Are you going to have an accountability bunny in the locker room?
No accountability bunnies. I'm not going to do that.
Positivity. Positivity.
Accountability.
Positivity.
No accountability bunny. But I am thinking about maybe I need to figure out how to get these guys motivated. So maybe I'll probably adopt some Dan Quinn stuff. I'll probably have some Navy SEALs help train with the squad or
Dan
whatever.
Dan Quinn stuff?
Yeah.
What's he ever won?
Well, you know, it's embraced. He went to the Super Bowl his first couple seasons.
There's been almost 60 Super Bowls. Lots of coaches have been in Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right about that. I haven't really figured it out yet. I'm still waiting for that phone call. Mr. Blank hasn't called me back
yet. Yeah, well,
probably not going
to. All right, man. Good luck with the interview. Go Bird.
Good stuff,
Go
Eric. Birds. Appreciate it. Are you starting to worry that phone call's not coming in?
I mean, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm sleeping good at night, but it's, you know, as these days, we go past these days.
Your chances are waning.
No, I understand that there's a lot in play before I actually get my interview. The longer I wait, the better it bodes for me, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, because the first domino to fall, let's be real, is John Harbaugh. That's the first domino. And the second domino... The second domino is probably going to be a playoff coach, maybe some of the playoff. Ooh. And then the third or fourth domino is going to be some of the Super Bowl contenders, the Super Bowl participants, I should say.
Yeah.
So then, as long as I haven't gotten that interview, if I hadn't gotten that token interview yet, I'm good. I got a shot.
Okay.
Once I get into the, like, if I'm interviewing in the meat of the interviews, I'm good.
Have you prepped for your interview?
Not yet.
Okay. Well,
still wait.
That's how still wait.
Rhea's listening, and you know, not to put no pressure on your PR person, but might want to get on those notes for the meeting.
I don't think the PR person does your notes for your interview.
Well, yeah.
She's just going to help you when you stumble in the media.
What do you think a PR person does?
I'm going to pay Rhea handsomely to. She's probably going to have to go above and beyond. She's going to probably be my my speech writer. She's going to be my...
I even advise against giving speeches.
My bullet point writer.
Okay.
I'm not going to give it.
At this point, what do you do? What do you do as the coach?
I'm going to be the motivator. Got to figure out how we're going to get... We're going to do push-ups every day.
Okay.
We're not going to tweet at people. We're just going to let it go.
PowerPoint up. We are not going to tweet at people.
It's us against everybody.
everyone's like, you're the only one that does this, bro.
You're like, bro, what are you talking about?
Could you rival Sirianni's introductory press conference?
I'd be better than that. I ain't going to talk about no trees and plants and
flowers. Well, he didn't do that in the first one. That was October.
Yeah, that was a little more seasoned, Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I ain't about to do that.
No, the first one was tough.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'll never forget listening to that. And I was like, oh, God, what
are we doing?
That whole first season was insane. What was the one? He's like, the players right now are attacking rest.
No, I remember he used to say some crazy stuff. I mean, but I like.
He needed
like,
time to grow. I mean, that it happens.
Yeah, I like Coach Sirianni.
And look how far he's come now. I mean,
he's on his way.
Oh, dude, he's changed so much in those press conferences.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
All right, let's go to Tyler, who's in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? Happy Football Friday, Jets!
Tyler, what's up, buddy? You ready?
Oh, man, Hugh?
Yes.
I don't know how many gummies you took before the show, but, man, you're starting to come around now, brother.
I don't get high before the show. They're finally starting to wear off.
I'm so happy we ain't
that might be that might be more worrisome that you're not getting
Hugh back. Come on.
I don't get high talking about
you and the you people chat. I said, what they do with you?
Listen,
goodness gracious!
I ignore the you people chat. Well, I have not. I'm not high at work. I don't.
You have been
work.
The star of the YouTube chat.
What are you talking about?
Well, that first segment.
I don't get high at work. I'm combating those allegations first. I'm not high.
I am not high. I promise
you, I'm not high. I'm a professional. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Tyler. He said he's not high, so we'll leave him alone.
You might be the only person in Philadelphia to question and guarantee 21 points and still not feel good about it. I don't know what you want.
It was
no, not question.
It was an incredible all-time guarantee.
See, you know what I
guarantee
mean?
They're going to win. No way to score more than 21.
They're going to be booing.
Because how long, Tyler, seriously.
They're going to be booing.
Yeah. Seriously. How long have I been saying that this team ceiling is 21 points.
Yeah, that doesn't usually go with the guarantee, though. That's the problem.
And they've won games.
Since the end of November.
They've been winning games, though.
Since the end of November.
Yeah, and they've been winning games.
Yes, but it's postseason like time, baby. it's postseason time.
It is.
It's time to turn up. In honor of Will in the Northeast, because Will got me fired up, I'm going no script, no notes. This is unfiltered Tyler talk, all right? Do you understand that, right?
It's the ending for me.
Wow.
I think he got everything he possibly could out of that phone.
Yeah, and his voice. Both might be cooked. Was that his phone or his voice?
You know, don't know.
He turned into Bane halfway through that thing. That was wild. But he finished strong. I mean, I always wonder if Tyler's going to make it through, and he always finds a way to muster up the energy to get through. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Confident, nervous, and I guess I have an hour left to make my final decision.
Make your decision, man.
Whether I'm willing to guarantee this thing. I tell you, I have felt more confident as the week has gone on. I felt more confident as the show has gone on, especially with callers like Tyler. Hughes guarantee, not so much. That didn't move the needle for me. But I have gotten more confident. All that coming up. We're going to get, and now we have to get to as well, the segment where Hugh Douglas really shines. We're going to guess the takes for next week in the NFL. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.